Ian.
Ian?
Yeah.
All right.
Today is July 26th. It's approximately 26 hours. This is an interview between regarding the officer involved shooting in Camarillo. Hey, just so you know, I'm tape recording this because I like losing my hair. I'm losing my memory. I can't remember everything. I never want to misquote you or miss, you know,
that's
true
fine.
What you tell me. But how old are you?
Don't really know the road that the community center is on. I forgot the name of it. I'm drawing blanks right now.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just have you start kind of about, I know there was an incident and I was told that you saw a traffic stop and some type of incident, possibly a shooting. At any point during this, if you don't remember, you don't understand, say, hey, Ian, I don't remember. I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
And why don't you start about a half hour before all this occurred and just tell me what you were doing and who you were with and things like that.
Well, half an hour before, I was kicking back, you know, the same old boy night in the garage. And I had to go get some gas, and I filled up over at USA gas station off Carmen. Streets, because they don't have a car. We were seeing if they're at the community center, because they're always over there. So we went over there, parked, and just looked around, waited a little bit, and just hung out for a little while. And we took off, and then we both saw a cop chasing another guy, like, you know, like he was getting stopped, and I'm like, all right, cool. And
I don't mean to be rude and interrupt.
Oh yeah,
but
that's fine.
When you say chasing another guy, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I saw him. I thought he was pulling, you know, a guy over. So I'm just like, all right, you know, normal, just traffic stop.
Okay, where were you coming from?
I was coming from the park, the community center park.
Okay, and
in
what
the parking lot?
You were in the parking lot.
Yeah. Coming from where the park's at, I don't know the street.
Okay,
not a street name.
But it would be this way, right?
It would be this way. It would be the next street coming.
What unit was it?
Sheriff.
Okay, so just a normal patrol.
Just a normal car.
Okay, did you see any lights activated?
Yeah, his lights were on.
Do you know?
No sirens.
Do you remember what kind of lights?
Normal, I think they're the blue and yellow.
Okay.
Just the regular
okay.
colors.
Okay, so you thought that somebody was getting...
Yeah, someone's getting pulled over.
Okay.
So, I didn't pay attention which way they turned or anything. I saw the cop car sitting in front of a, like right in front of the driveway. And then I saw,
so
when, the, when I was coming up, because this was, you know, okay, in the middle of the street, yeah.
Okay, were you coming, which way, where were you? Were you still in the community?
I pulled out of the community center, and I saw them pass, and then they went right, obviously, and I turned right, because I was going to take her home, and as I... a tire squeal, and I heard gunshots, and I saw the car pulling out, like he was like flipping around in the driveway to get out of the driveway, and then I heard gunshots, and I looked away, and I pulled over, and I ducked, and then I had the gunshot stopped, and I'm like, oh my God, what just happened, you know? And then I took off, and I parked down the street, like, what is that, 400 feet away from it?
Okay. Now, when you were heading... from the police officer in the car, were you when you saw him in the driveway area?
When I saw him in the driveway area?
Yeah.
I was coming off the street, so I was probably about 400 feet away.
Okay.
Like it was.
So you were turning from the street.
I saw the officer. And
did you have your vehicle headlights on?
Yeah.
Do they work normally?
Work normally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And when you said you saw the officer, what kind of describe that? What do you mean?
I saw the officer, not like, he wasn't like, you know, facing, like, right directly towards the driveway. He was kind of at a slant.
Okay, he was, or his car?
His car was.
Okay.
And he was out of his car by that time. And then I drove by, and I heard the squealing. Or I didn't drive by yet, but I was coming down the street. And I heard the squealing when I was probably about 200 feet away, and I was probably about 150 feet away.
When you heard the squealing, well, first describe the car that was stopped by the deputy.
It was like an older red car. I don't know exactly what kind of car it was, but it was like an older red.
Okay. Did you see the driver?
Not until I saw him on the ground.
Okay.
You know, I didn't see him. I didn't see him at all until I saw him on the ground after I already parked.
Okay. Now, when you said you indicated that you had seen or heard squealing,
uh-huh.
What do you know which direction the car was traveling?
When I looked, I was pretty sure he was facing like right in the driveway.
So
like towards the driveway, like towards the garage.
Okay. So do you know which direction the car was going when you heard the squealing?
I think he probably turned his car all the way to the left because he came out of the driveway he was facing the garage,
uh-huh.
He flipped around and turned left, so he was peeling out to get away is
okay.
What it seems like, because I saw him parked there, you know.
Okay.
Or sitting there.
Okay. Did you see any lights on the car? I mean, were there any brake lights or any lights in the back or the rear of the vehicle that you recall?
No, I don't recall that.
Okay.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Whereabouts was the deputy when he said his car was at an angle and he was
like next to the car. The door was open.
Next to which car?
The door was open. He was next to the police car.
Okay. Was he, you know, when you open your door, was he behind the door or in front of the door?
I don't remember.
Okay, you're not sure where
I'm
he was?
I'm not sure where he was.
But he was out of the car?
He was out of the car,
okay.
Though, yeah.
Okay. And then what happened when you heard the...
Well, I heard the car squeal, and I saw it, you know, like, turning out, and then I heard gunshots, and that's when I totally, you know, like, freaked out, you know?
Okay.
So, I pulled over, I looked away, you know, completely pulled over, and ducked, and then I took off, and then, you know, I saw the red car in my rear view, like, stop, and the guy got out and, like, fell to the ground, and then the officer got in his car, and I believe he backed up. But I don't remember if that was him, or it was the cop car right after him that showed up. I think it was him. He backed up, because his car wasn't there anymore.
Okay, do you recall about how many shots you might have heard?
I heard like 5 or 6, a lot of gunshots.
Okay, and
yeah.
When you heard the shots, did you see anything around, like where the officer was standing, any bright lights or flashes? No?
Nope.
Okay. And do you recall hearing the officer say anything as this is occurring?
Nope.
Did you hear the person in that red car saying anything?
Nope.
Okay. Before we get too far along, I'm going to draw the base for a pretty crude map. Okay, obviously this is not perfect.
Yeah, I can't draw either, don't worry.
I'm going to call this... here.
Yeah.
You and I are right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that as interview. Okay, and this is the street where the community center is right here?
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know the numbers yet of the residents. If you could kind of just draw, and it doesn't have to be perfect, where you saw if you can assume, like...
I'd say the house is about right here, so...
Okay, let's call it right here. And this is the house. And we'll call this the driveway right here.
Mm-hmm.
H is going to be the house, and there's the driveway. If you could kind of just draw where the... where the police car, how it was facing, you can draw it with a.
I'm not totally sure where, but I saw him at like a tilt. I don't know which way he was at a tilt, but I'm pretty sure he was like this.
Okay, and then how? Where would you? That's the
police.
Okay, why don't you put
car.
A P in the middle of that for the police car? Okay, and then you can draw a smaller car for the where the. Now where's the front end? If you could put like. Okay, so that's
the front end.
So it's facing the house?
Yeah.
Okay, and whereabouts would you say the deputy was?
About right here.
Okay. Okay, and then, here, I'm going to give you kind of an example. If you can just draw something like this, but in the direction that you saw the back end go, so...
The back end of the...
The vehicle that the
mm-hmm.
not the deputy was driving.
The back end?
The red car. Yeah, when it pulled out, how...
Like this.
So the front end went over, like...
The front end.
Okay.
And he head out that way. And as he was right here, I heard gunshots.
Okay.
And I was about right here.
Okay.
Going that way.
Okay. And so the front end, and you heard some, what you thought was...
I was really scared because I thought they were coming at me. I didn't know. I first thought he was shooting at the officer because, you know, I didn't know, like, you know, what the reason why he would open fire or anything. But, you know, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I thought the gunshots were coming at me, you know. So
okay.
I just right after that point, I was scared out of my mind.
Okay. Have you ever, when you've been driving your car and that, ever burned out or raced or anything like that?
Yeah.
So, kind of describe the sound you heard that vehicle make.
It was a kind of noise.
Okay, so you're pretty confident it was.
It was a squealing of the tires.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you see anyone else around? Any other cars or people?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone out walking their dogs?
No, I didn't see anyone.
Okay. Now, when the police officer was there, you thought that he had his overhead lights on, the ones you described as like. Maybe blue or the traditional police lights.
Yeah, just like that right there, the blue and yellow.
Okay, did you see any other lights on the police car? Anything like a spotlight?
Probably a spot.
If you don't remember, that's fine.
I don't remember. I think the flashers were on also, probably.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It was like, you know, the flashers and the traditional, you know, blue and yellow.
Okay.
But I didn't see a spotlight on anybody or anything, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any other, do you recall any other cars near the,
Well, it seemed to me that there was a car on the right side of it.
Okay.
That's what I'm pretty sure I saw, but, you know.
Okay.
I don't really exactly remember
paying
attention of the cars in the driveway besides that one.
Again, I may have asked this already. Did you have your radio on in your car?
No, I was talking to my girlfriend at that time, yeah.
So you were just talking, so the radio wasn't on?
Yeah. I was just talking.
You call what level your windows were? I mean, were they up, down?
Mine was all the way down.
Okay.
I'm not sure what hers was at, but mine was all the way down. That's where I could see everything, you know?
Okay.
Because I'm sitting on the left side, and it happened to the left side of me. So, you know, I just ducked.
Okay. Now, when you saw this car take off,
mm-hmm.
What did you continue, or you said you just ducked? What did you do?
Well, I pulled over about here. I stopped and I ducked because I'm not gonna duck and drive.
Okay.
I hit some, but I stopped and ducked, and then, you know, the gunfire ceased. So I gunned it. I took off in my truck, you know, to get out of wherever it was, just in case more gunfire happened. And, you know, that's when I saw my rearview mirror. The other car stopped, and the guy got out of it.
Okay.
And then I pulled off about right here, where my truck is right now, and I walked about here and saw the guy on the ground bleeding out of his neck.
Okay, so you parked here and then walked all the way back?
Yeah.
And where was the officer?
I don't know where the officer was at that point, because there was like three cop cars here.
Okay. Yeah. Did you talk to any of the officers afterwards?
I talked to one of them, and I just told him, you know, I was driving when the gunfire happened. So he's all right, we'll stay here, and, you know. I didn't go up there and, you know, like, get in everyone's business and everything,
because
I'm not that way, but I mean, like, I just wanted to let them know that, you know, I was right there when it happened.
Okay. Hey, if you don't mind, and I know you guys are pressed for time, and your girlfriend's almost leaving,
mm-hmm.
Do you mind if we walk a little bit back up there, and you can I want to ask you a couple quick questions up over
I
there.
Don't mind.
Do you work right now? Are you going to school?
I'm a plumber, or an apprentice plumber.
All right.
Yeah.
We're actually going to stay on this side because your girlfriend's over there and I don't want to interfere.
Yeah.
So this is your truck? This
yeah,
black,
that's my truck.
Is it a Toyota?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't touch anything after that happened.
Okay. All right. We're gonna stay behind these lines here.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic stop occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Could you kind of describe the location, or is there anything unique about where this occurred that you can pick out? I mean, or can you pick out which house it was? Actually, no. Let's head over. Again, like I
can't see the street right now. It's
okay.
Like,
let's stay up on this grass over here. We don't want to cross this line.
Yeah.
But like I mentioned earlier,
I think it was that. No.
Well, you're not too sure.
I'm not too sure where it's at right now because.
Okay.
I don't know where the other street is.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, that's fine. Let's head on back to your car. If you're not sure where the other house is, and it's obviously dark now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's dark when it happened, but I mean, I just can't see the other street where I was at.
Okay, and you were telling me that you did have your vehicle headlights on.
Uh huh.
Okay, and how I don't mean to be offensive or make you feel, uncomfortable or anything like that. Have you had anything to drink tonight?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you on any type of prescription medications that would affect your ability to see?
Nope.
Okay. Obviously you're not going to get in trouble for it. Have you used any type of illegal or illicit narcotics today?
Nope.
Okay. Do you have any medical conditions that affect your eyes?
Nope.
Do you wear glasses?
Nope.
Do you wear contacts?
Nope.
Do you have any hearing problems?
Nope.
So you hear, to the best of your knowledge, you hear fine?
Yep.
Right on. All right. Let's head on back here.
No offense taken.
No, they're just questions we need to ask.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, if someone was on some weird drug.
Well, or, if you don't ask and someone for some reason has, I'm blind in one eye. Well, that could affect how they perceive things.
Oh, yeah, depth perception, everything.
We'll head back over there and get my bag and you'll be almost on your way.
All right.
So you're living in T.O. now?
Yep.
All right. If I had any follow-up questions, what would be the best time to get a hold of you?
After 3:30 is when I get off work.
Okay.
So that would be the best time.
Okay. Actually, I did think of a couple other quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
When you first noticed the officer, you were at the community center.
Yeah.
And they were heading we don't recall the name of the street, but they were heading towards Brentley.
Yeah.
From the community center.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall approximately how fast they might have been going? Or were you?
Probably about 35, 40 miles per hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see either the red car or the police officer turn from that street from the community center onto Brentley?
No.
No?
Mm.
Okay. Anything else you think is important that I should know?
No.
Or that you remember?
No, that's basically it.
You parked your car after you pulled over and you ducked.
Yeah.
What were you feeling then? I mean, what did you think was going on?
Well, it may sound crazy, but I thought I got shot. So I felt like this weird pain here, but I was in shock and I was just sitting there, like, shaking, you know?
Okay.
Like, it scared me so bad, you know? And I was just thinking, I wonder who fired. And I wonder why,
Okay. Now, when this red vehicle was making a maneuver out of the driveway area,
mm-hmm.
could you see the driver?
No, I couldn't.
No?
Okay. No.
And you said you heard a very distinct sound that you're pretty confident was the sound of a vehicle accelerating.
Yeah.
As the deputy was out.
Yeah.
And he made some type of turn, and you think it might have been a
U-turn out of the driveway.
Like a U-turn out of out of the driveway.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
About how far away was the officer from the car? Do you recall?
Probably like car length, car and a half.
Okay. Car to car and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll go back to this drawing where, this is represents the officer.
It didn't look like he was going to hit the officer. It looked like he was just getting out,
Okay, from where you were?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Looks like he's trying to go out. Just take off.
Okay. And again, did you hear the officer make any type of commands or anything like that?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
And about how long do you think this whole entire incident took? Lasted? How much time took place?
15 seconds.
15 seconds?
Yeah, 10 seconds. Not even 15 seconds.
This was pretty quick?
It was pretty quick, yeah. It just, it seemed like it was all like a dream, kind of, Like, it was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. But, it was probably about 10 seconds.
Okay. And again, do you recall what happened once the the car, left the property, and began heading back
this
up
way.
Brentley towards that street that
yeah.
leads to the community center.
Yeah.
What did you remember what the officer did after that?
He got in his vehicle, I'm pretty sure, and I think he backed up, but I don't know if that was the other officer. By then, I was already out here, and all I really recall is him stopping right here and got out of the car. I don't really remember what the officer did, because I was heading out to get out of there,
okay.
to get out of the, you know, the way of the gunshots.
Okay. And then you said you parked your car, and then you and your girlfriend walked back up?
Yeah.
Okay, do you recall when you said you saw a person in the street?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of describe that.
He was laying on his stomach, holding his neck, and I saw blood on his hands and, like, on the ground, and I looked away.
Okay, did you hear him saying anything?
I didn't hear him say it. Well, I think I heard him say something about it, like, he's all, I shot my neck. You know, I heard something about him say something about his neck.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't get, like, that close. I was, like, I wasn't, like, too close. I could just see, like, he was holding his neck and he had blood on his hands and on the ground.
Okay. And then what did you do after that?
The officers told us to back up, so we just backed up, and then I told one of the officers that, you know, I was right, I saw it, you know, I was driving my car, like, right by him.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Is my neighborhood safe?
Your neighborhood's safe.
All right, cool.
And so I backed up like the officers told me to, and I told them that, you know, I saw it, and they said, all right, we'll just wait there.
Okay.
Now,
again, how many feet do you think you were from this, you know, your car, you said your car was here?
How far would you say I am from that car right there?
Which car are you talking about?
The black car right there.
Is that is about the distance you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're...
I was about,
you're,
you know,
estimating about...
I would say that this would be my car, and that would be the officer's car.
Okay, so you're estimating between...
That's where I stopped.
Between 30 and 40 yards.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what was the lighting like?
It was just like... It was a little bit lighter than this, but it was pretty much, you know, it was pretty much dark.
Okay.
Happen.
Could you see pretty, I mean, pretty clearly? Or
oh, yeah. I could see clearly.
Big things clearly, or
oh, yeah.
was it mostly details?
I could see everything clearly.
Okay. Is there anything else you think is important?
No, that's
anything,
it.
Anything you think that we should know?
I don't know. I just want to know why he shot him. I don't know. But I guess I'll find out one sometime, you know. And because it just kind of put me in like a dangerous situation, because I was almost in the line of fire.
What do you mean?
Well, see, this is my car and that's the officer's car, and he's pulling out this. The guy is pulling out this way towards me. He's shooting close to where I'm at, you know. So
But you're saying that the officer was approximately 1 to 1.5 car lengths from the red vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever? Was there anyone else in the vehicle? Do you recall? In the red vehicle?
No.
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 Okay.
I just saw one head.
Okay. And anything else you think is important that we should know, that you can remember? You remember this to the best of your knowledge right now?
Yeah.
You're being honest and truthful with me about everything?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. what would be, if I needed to get a hold of you again, you said after 3:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm just going to go over a couple. I mean, we've already gone over it already. And correct me at any point if I say something that's not accurate or is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The whole incident lasted approximately, 10 to 15 seconds, or would it be fair to say it was pretty quick?
It was pretty quick. Yeah.
Okay. And you do recall seeing or hearing the vehicle, that red vehicle, accelerate by burning out or stealing
yeah.
its tire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember seeing on the red vehicle specifically any lights in the rear?
No, I don't remember seeing any lights.
Okay. Any white lights, red lights, any type of
I don't remember seeing any lights.
Okay.
No.
Did you have a pretty clear view of the rear from where you were when you were coming?
Yeah, I could see real well in the dark,
Okay. Like we went over, you don't have any issues seeing?
No.
Night blindness or anything like that?
Nope. 20/20 vision.
Okay. And you don't recall any other vehicles in the roadway or anyone else that might have seen this other than your girlfriend?
No.
Okay. About how long did you talk to the first deputy?
Like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the house, do you remember if there were any lights on in the house? Do you recall seeing any lights on?
No, I don't. I don't remember. And I didn't see anyone come out of that house either.
Okay. And when we walked back up through the two tape sections, but not into the third tape taped off section,
mm-hmm.
You couldn't identify the specific house?
Because
you couldn't reference where you pulled off?
No, I couldn't from where.
Okay.
Because I pulled off, somewhere in the middle of the street, Like not in the middle of the street, but in the middle between this street and that street.
Okay.
And then I took off, so, it was just quick from there. I don't remember, paying attention to the house. I remember paying attention to the vehicles,
Okay. Alrighty. Let me just go. Okay. What did you and your girlfriend talk about after this? I mean, did you guys talk about it, or?
Well, we're just, wondering what happened, We're just I can't believe that just happened.
Okay.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Okay. Who noticed the traffic stop first?
My girlfriend did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
That cop has his lights on.
Okay.
He's getting someone when he's,
Yes, sir.
How far up is it?
All the way.
To get around?
Yeah, I just looped, did the horseshoe.
Go around?
Yeah. I think they're basing everything in the community center parking lot. Somewhere, I mean not that far down, but...
Yeah, I saw the officer up the street, and then it came by, passing us probably about 35, 40 miles per hour, like I said.
And that was, he was following the red car?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, who was the first one to notice that there was a traffic stop?
Oh, officer was up towards the driveway of the, where the red car was.
Okay. I think I might not ask you this, now I just remember. How far was the officer away from his car?
How far was the officer
Yeah, do you recall how far away he was standing from his car?
Yeah, like a car and a half to a car.
The officer was away from his car?
Well, from the police car?
Yeah, from the police car.
Oh, probably not even 5 feet.
Okay, so he's 5 feet away from his car.
Probably about 5 feet away.
But
yeah.
Within 1 to 1.5 car lengths from the red car.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall hearing any music coming out of the red car?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And you don't recall the officer making any comments or statements?
No.
And you recall the driver of the red car making any comments or statements?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I get to know what happened?
Well, at some point you will. Obviously, we don't know. We don't even, as detectives, don't even know what happened
yet. Yeah.
So, you may be able to, probably through normal traditional. Yeah. These types of incidents are always in the paper,
yeah.
And the district attorney's office always puts out some type of release on, as far as you know, what occurred or things of that nature.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you think's important that I should know? That
no.
No.
Probably not.
Probably not. Like, there's nothing else.
There's nothing else. No.
Okay. I know it's getting late. Probably getting tired.
Yeah.
You know what? What happens? At least for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a business card, but I left it. Actually, you know what? I have one. So hold on. Let me get you a business card.
Okay.
I don't work in Moore Park anymore, so these phone numbers are not accurate. I put my current phone number, it's 477-7062. I work in our Ventura office.
Alright.
If you get home tonight and you think of something, even if it seems really trivial, you can give me a call, and if I'm there, I'll answer. If not, leave me a voicemail message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember some detail that you forgot, you know, which is common.
Yeah.
Usually with, like, for me, you know, the next day, hey, I remember it like this, or something
yeah.
of that nature. Please give me a call,
right.
Or if you have any questions. And it is approximately 0003 hours, or 3 minutes after midnight on 7:27, and I'm going to conclude this interview.